Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sunday Cantata. My name is Tapani Simayoki, and as usual, I will be your host on today's voyage of discovery into the wonderful world of Bach cantatas. I serve as the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, on the south coast of England. Why not visit our website at oslc.org.uk to find out more about the church. As we heard last week, the season of Epiphany celebrates the manifestation of Jesus to the world, the revelation of his true identity as the King of Kings and the Saviour of the world, hidden in the humble, seemingly ordinary form of the Son of Mary. In January 1724, in his first full year at Leipzig, Bach composed a magnificent cantata for the first Sunday after Epiphany, based on the Gospel reading for the Sunday, Mein liebster Jesus ist verloren, My dearest Jesus is lost, number 154 in the catalogue of Bach's works. I say magnificent, because that is what the music is. However, when Bach wrote the cantata, he probably had an entirely different word in mind. In 1724, the first Sunday after Epiphany fell on the 9th of January, only 3 days after Epiphany itself. The cantata for Epiphany that year was the one we heard last week, with his full orchestra of strings, brass and woodwind, all the instrumental forces Bach had at his disposal at the time, and its demanding parts for choir and three soloists. Cantatas had also been sung on the previous Sunday and Thursday, all of which placed considerable constraints on the composer. He had 2 days in which to rehearse the new piece. One wonders how he had time to write it. What he wrote, therefore, was dictated very much by the circumstances. In BWV 154, we have a string orchestra with just two oboes added. There is no soprano soloist, since in Bach's day that would have been sung by an inexperienced boy treble. He only wrote parts for adult soloists, alto, tenor, and bass. The choir is only called on to sing two chorale verses in straightforward harmony, in all likelihood a sight-reading job for the choir of St. Thomas, with no need for rehearsal. But what Bach produced in these constrained circumstances is nevertheless truly magnificent. With his limited forces, Bach created an enormously rich and expressive setting of the libretto, whose author yet again is unknown to us. The Gospel reading for the first Sunday after Epiphany takes us from the infant Jesus to the boy Jesus on his first visit to the temple at the age of 12, with Mary and Joseph, as recorded towards the end of chapter 2 of Luke's Gospel. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. The text of the cantata takes the 3 stages of this story, the loss, search, and discovery, and applies them spiritually to the contemporary hearer. What it is to lose Jesus, search for him, and to find him. The cantata opens with the tenor aria, a distraught lament of a soul without Jesus. Bach makes skillful use of diminished chords and dramatic pauses to bring home the mood of despair at the loss of Jesus. My dearest Jesus is lost. O word that brings me despair, O sword that pierces through my soul, O thunderous word in my ears. There is a hint here at the darkness of the world at the death of Jesus on Good Friday, with the reference to Simeon's words to Mary about the sword piercing through her heart. To a person lost in sin, without Jesus, he might as well be dead, and such a person is left in despair of ever receiving the eternal life Jesus brings through his resurrection. For full dramatic effect, Bach adds the rumble of thunder in the strings to the last line, O thunderous word. The tenor continues with a recitative expressing the soul's longing for Jesus. Where shall I find my Jesus? Who shall show me the way where the ardent desire of my soul, my Saviour, has gone? No misfortune can disturb me so grievously as losing Jesus would. The choir follows with the second verse from a chorale by the 17th century hymn writer Martin Jahn. Jesu meine Seelenwonne, Jesus my heart's delight, which further meditates on the theme of the soul's longing for Jesus. Jesus my stronghold and deliverer, Jesus my ground of confidence, Jesus mighty trampler of the serpent, Jesus light of my life. How my heart longs, dear Jesus, and aches for you. Come, O come, and I am waiting for you. Come, my beloved dear Jesus. Next we hear an alto aria, turning to Jesus himself for help in making himself to be found. In this simple shift of perspective, Bach's librettist expresses a profound truth of the Christian faith. It is not the sinner who seeks out Jesus, but Jesus who seeks out the sinner. Jesus, let me find you. Do not allow my sins to be thick clouds where to my horror you will be hidden from me. Appear again soon. Here Bach again uses a simple but effective musical device to bring out the meaning of the words. The singer is accompanied only by the higher register instruments of the orchestra with the harpsichord. The absence of the bass creates a hollower musical texture, which serves as a musical symbol of the Jesus lost or hidden from view to the penitent, hidden behind the thick clouds of sin. We then hear Jesus' reply, in words quoted directly from the Gospel reading. Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? This brief phrase is repeated several times in imitating patterns. Jesus is rebuking our ignorance and unbelief. Just as Mary should have known better and not spent 3 days wandering about Jerusalem before going to the temple, likewise any Christian despairing of his salvation should know where to find Jesus. It may seem odd that the words spoken by the 12-year-old Jesus are sung by the deep voice of the bass, rather than by a treble or the alto. However, this makes perfect sense for Bach. First, in his cantatas and passions, Bach always assigns the voice of Jesus to the bass. Secondly, even though the words spoken in the Gospel are those of a boy, they are also the words of the Son of God. The New Testament letter to the Hebrews declares that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bach's choice of voice for this short arioso declares this fundamental oneness of Jesus and his teaching authority, whether in the temple as a boy, as a man in Galilee, or today in his word.
Dies ist die Stimme meines Freundes, Gottlob und Dank.
Where then is this obvious place where we should seek Jesus? The tenor answers in a long recitative. This is the voice of my friend, praise and thanks to God. My Jesus, my faithful stronghold, through his word, allows me to hear him once more and be consoled. I was sick with pains, my grief was about to consume the marrow in my bones. But now my faith again becomes strong, now again I have the greatest joy, for I catch sight of my soul's delight, my Saviour, my Son, who after a troubled night of sorrow, through his splendour makes my heart joyful. Up, soul, make yourself ready. You must go to him in his Father's house, enter into the temple. There he makes himself seen in his word, where he will refresh you in the sacrament. But if you would worthily enjoy his flesh and blood, then you must also kiss Jesus in repentance and faith. Jesus himself is now the temple of God, the place of God's presence, and he can be found where he has promised to be, in his word and in the sacrament. Every Christian church where the word is preached and the sacrament is administered is a place where Jesus is found, where he receives repentant sinners and nourishes them with his body and blood. Bach celebrates this joyful truth with an absolutely delightful dance-like duet for the alto and tenor soloists, accompanied by the full orchestra. How happy I am! Jesus is found! Now I am troubled no more. He whom my soul loves reveals himself to me in hours of joy. I want never again to abandon you, my Jesus. I want to embrace you constantly in faith. The cantata closes with the sixth verse of the chorale by Christian Kaiman. Mein in Jesum lass ich nicht. I shall not leave my Jesus. I shall not leave my Jesus. I shall go always by his side. Christ makes me forever be led to the stream of life. Blessed is whoever says with me, I shall not leave my Jesus. So here is cantata number 154 by Johann Sebastian Bach. As all the cantatas in this series, the performance is taken from the complete cycle of Bach cantatas by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Robin Blaze, countertenor, Geert Türk, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recordings from volume 17 of the complete set, released under the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
dem, was meines Vaters ist. Wisset ihr nicht, dass ich sein muss in dem, was meines Vaters ist in dem, was meines Vaters ist in dem, was meines Vaters ist in dem, was meines Vaters ist. Wisset ihr nicht, dass ich sein muss in dem, was meines Vaters ist in dem, was meines Vaters ist. Wisset ihr nicht, dass ich sein muss in dem, was meines Vaters ist in dem, was meines Vaters ist in dem, was meines Vaters ist.
Dies ist die Stimme meines Freundes, Gottlob und Dank. Mein Jesu, mein getreuer Hort, lässt durch sein Wort sich wieder tröstlich hören. Ich war vor Schmerzen krank, der Jammer wollte mir das Mark in Beinen fast verzehren. Nun aber wird mein Glaube wieder stark und bin ich höchst erfreut. Denn ich erblickte meiner Seelen Wonne, den Heiland meiner Sonne, der nach betrübter Trauer lacht. Durch seinen Glanz mein Herz fröhlich macht. Auf Seele mache dich bereit, du musst zu ihm in seines Vaters Haus, hin in den Tempel ziehen. Da lässt er sich in seinem Wort erblicken, da will er dich im Sakrament erquicken. Willst du würdiglich sein Fleisch und Blut genießen, so musst du Jesum auch in Buß und Glauben küssen.
Wohl mir, Jesus, ist gefunden, nun will ich dich
That's it for this week. I do hope that you have enjoyed today's program, and that you will join me next week for another episode of Sunday Cantata. In the meantime, we always welcome listener feedback and comments. Do write to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. If you have missed any earlier episodes, or would like to listen again, visit our website at lutheranradio.co.uk, where you can also listen to the rest of our wide range of programming. And if you like what you hear on Lutheran Radio, why not tell your friends about it by using the Tell a Friend feature on our website, liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Cantata. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.